Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So, what are we talking about? We continue our discussion on how to increase our knowledge and solidify or make our connections with the living Imam and the objectives of his government. So, how do we do that? Another foundational way is to love the Ahlul Bayt. Allah has said in chapter Shura of the Holy Quran, say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives. And whoever earns good, we give him more of good therein. Surely Allah is forgiving, grateful. Allah is telling us in this verse that we must love the Ahlul Bayt. Loving the Ahlul Bayt is one very effective step that we can take to become one of the people of the government of the living Imam. But what does loving the Ahlul Bayt really consist of? It's one thing to profess that, you know, I love the Ahlul Bayt, but it's quite another thing to show it and live it. But what does love consist of? If we are alone with our own thoughts and self, and we are honest with ourselves, can we honestly say that our speech and our deeds or behavior is in alignment with what we would consider love? When you say that you love someone, it means that you have a devotion towards them. Like when we love our spouse, that we live our life for and with them. When we say we love the Ahlul Bayt, do we really make them the priority in our intentions, our days, and our actions? Remembering, obeying, and loving the Ahlul Bayt is one simple but significant way that we can provide evidence that we are not ignoring their rights or their status, and we are working towards the hastening of the reappearance of our living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.